What we need are some tiny habits that both restore your sense of safety and help you get more activated and regulated. Two habits seem like they contradict each other, but bear with me. They are to cut out a few things and bravely face a few things. So cut some stress from your life. What are some of the really stressful things that you can just take a break from? Maybe not permanently, but you need some room on your plate to be able to take the time your body needs to heal. So can you decrease your stress by 5%? Maybe just by 1%? Maybe this looks like turning down an opportunity at work, or allowing yourself to not be perfect in some areas, like parenting or cleanliness. The goal here is to give yourself some margin, some mental resources to face the problems in your life. Hopefully, by resting and exercising, you're building up a little bit more energy, and that stretches your capacity. It adds to your resources so that you can do one hard thing every day. Pick one challenge to face, whether it's cleaning out that drawer or going to therapy or setting that boundary. Use a buttload of positive self-talk and surround yourself with positive people and just say, like, I can do hard things, like, let's go. Or even something like, oh, it's a good day to have a panic attack, like, bring it on. This might seem counterintuitive, but you actually strengthen your sense of safety when you leave your comfort zone and challenge yourself to get into the growth zone.